Now, if they have a disability or something that precludes me to say something differently, then that's understandable. If they don't understand English that well, or they're from another country, that's understandable. But a guy who lives on the other side of you, and I live on this side of you, and you talk to me one way, and you talk to them in a different way, you know, I think there's something wrong with that. Hmm. Not so much wrong as in punishment wrong. I just think that it's maybe a little disrespectful or something like that.
Hmm. Interesting. What about older and younger people? You think there's a difference between older folks and younger folks?
Oh, yeah.
Can you perceive the difference?
Oh, yeah. I think once younger folks become older folks, that they see the difference. I mean, you know, growing up, yeah, I did drugs. I had fun. I did my fun.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I didn't do X, and I didn't do all this stuff now. And I think once these kids that are growing up now, if they survive to that age, they'll be saying, oh, wow, man, and what am I going to tell my kids, you know? Am I going to tell them I did drugs, you know? No, because, you know, if I tell them I did drugs, it means it's okay. But when by the time they reach this age, they're going to have something that's even worse than this, you know? And, you know, I think that there is a difference, and it's just calling the growing up. You know, once you reach an age and you grow up, you see how things are. So, you know, I remember how things were back in the 70s, you know, free sex. Woo-hoo-hoo, free sex. You know, go to a party, high school party, and, you know, and I thought that was great, but, you know, that was, you know, once or twice a year. Heck, we had a thing out here in Conyers where those girls satisfying 50 guys in a night, you know, and, oh, yeah, oh, God, you had it. Oh, go back 3-4 years ago, Conyers had a real big problem with that. Those big high school sex parties. And
Conyers?
Yeah.
Wow.
Conyers. That's right, out there in Rockdale. Yeah, they had a big problem with that. Girls having multiple partners at a time and 50 guys in a night, and they thought nothing of it. And now you hear these kids in school having sex in the back row, and the teacher's not even paying attention, you know. And here's another thing. They need to get rid of Ritalin. There's no such thing as ADD and ADHD. I took Ritalin as a kid, and I really do believe that it hurt me as a kid.
Huh.
In the second grade, when we moved here from Charlotte, the school system here said that I wasn't advanced enough to join the third grade, so they held me back in second grade. Well, I was very hyperactive, but that's because I think I was bored, so they stuck me with Ritalin. Ritalin is nothing but another derivative of cocaine.
Huh.
It's the same formula as cocaine, and all they did was drug the hell out of me so that I would sit still and be quiet. There's no such thing. It's a parental problem. It's parental inability to control your kids.
No.
So.
I know it's highly prescribed now.
$650 million a year pharmacies make, the drug companies make on Ritalin.
Good.
That's their take. Not the pharmacy, not the drug, not the doctors. That's the pharmacy, the companies make on that.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
All right, last question. Do you think there's a difference between the way men and women talk?
Yes. I don't know about so much talk, but I think it's the way that they communicate and the way they convey meanings. It's same thing as whenever you have a problem. Guys want to just go ahead and jump in and solve the problem. You know, you have a problem, let's get it taken care of, let's solve it. Where women, I think, are more, let's just wait a minute and let's try to, you know, it'll either solve itself. You want to tell us your problems, but you don't want us to solve it. Where we want to solve the problem because that's our thing in life. We're the solvers. We're to go out and get the meat and solve. I think the same way in communicating. I think you communicate in different, maybe subtle ways. Maybe it's afflictions or way you term your words, or maybe it's just your hands, the way you use your hands or lack of using your hands. Not necessarily everybody's the same. But I think that if you took 100 women and 100 men and you judged them all, I think there'd be subtle differences that you could actually latch onto to see that there would be a difference. Hey, we're wired differently. You know, we all have different plumbing. It goes all the way from the top of our head to just below our waist.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you know, we're all wired differently. And we're going to come out different.
So. Let me. I think I don't know if I asked you this just really quickly. I'm
yeah.
just curious about this.
You can ask
somebody, me. You lined up someone from California and say like Kansas,
mm-hmm.
and let's go in Savannah. You think you would be able to discern a difference in the way they talk?
And if they lived there their whole lives?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And instead of Savannah, why don't you say Atlanta.
Atlanta.
Because Savannah is a small
I'm
community.
Just thinking,
Yeah, I know. Savannah is a real small community, and I think they would have, it'd be like a Macon or a Valdosta mm-hmm. or Augusta. You could possibly see or really hear the accent, the southern.
The regional.
Yes. But I think if you took someone from L.A., from Kansas City, and from Atlanta that lived and worked in the city, I don't believe there'd really be a chance that you could tell a whole lot of difference without seeing them. Now, possibly with the words that they use, mm-hmm. there could be a possibility that you could see it, that you could understand who they are. I think California would be a little more quicker talk. They'd be like a northern. I have a friend that's from California that lives here, and yeah, he talks a lot quicker than other people that I've noticed. I have a friend that's moved to Kansas City, and his kid, who was born here but's being raised there, mm-hmm. he has a lot different dialect and the way he speaks. I saw him this past Christmas, and there's a lot of difference in 5-6 years that he's lived out there than when he was here. Granted, he's growing up and he's learning things there that he didn't know here. So I think that you could possibly see the differences in people, you know.
All right, that's it.
Well, it's your dime. You have as much.